people coming over the transom to help the campaign in the last several days than any time since the campaign started. You know, we have an amazing staff, but this isn't about the people working on the campaign. It's about the people that we're working for. And this is about the people in the middle class and those struggling to make it every single day who deal with tough challenges, trying to provide better housing, better educational opportunities, and we're going to keep doing that.
Did he tell you why he left, and are you concerned about more of your staff leaving?
You know, frankly, this staff is a remarkable collection. You know, we have people, some of the best professionals around, and we're focused very much on the common interests of people of the city of New York. This has never been a campaign that has been about famous people endorsing us, about big institutional support. This is about ideas for the middle class and those struggling to make it, and that's what it's going to continue to be.
Why did you replace him with? Have you decided on a new campaign?
You know, we haven't made announcements about people we're hiring. We're not making announcements about people that leave. Suffice it to say that many of you have worked with them. They're a remarkable bunch. I think this is, and I've worked in some campaigns over my life, it's the most remarkable group of people I have ever been around, the most professional, and they've dealt with a presidential level of scrutiny, and they've dealt with a candidate who's made some mistakes in his past, and they're coming back up now. But we're also a campaign that every single day is producing ideas, talking about the middle class and those struggling to make it.
Sabrina, are you concerned that even people within your campaign are worried about your run now?
You know, look, no campaign is ever easy. When you want this tough job, you've got to be prepared to show you're tough during the campaign as well. We're talking about ideas for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Every single day, we're trying to deal with important issues, and we're hearing from citizens all the time saying that that's what they want to talk about. Campaigns have ups and downs. This campaign is every day working on new issues to talk about. People can look at my website, see Keys to the City, 64 ideas for the middle class and those struggling to make it. We're going to keep doing that.
Congressman, you talked a little bit inside about the criticism of you and your wife. Talk to two things. One, how does that affect you when you hear the criticism about your wife? And secondly, are you ever at the point where you say, you know what, this is too much on my wife and I just can't do this anymore?
You know, when I joined this campaign, you know, whom and I did it as a family, it was we knew this was going to be a tough campaign. We knew, as I said, I think the very first day of the campaign, I said there are things in my past that may come back, and it might be hard for us to get our message out. But every day we kept on doing exactly what we said we were going to do, talking about issues important to the middle class and those struggling to make it. No one likes to see their members of their family criticized. But look, there are people in this city every single day that are going through some very tough challenges. This is about them. This is about a campaign to see who is going to lead this city, who is going to lead in tough times, who is going to be able to have the ideas to try to lead this city. And I think that this campaign has shown that I'm prepared to do it, and I'm going to keep on doing it for the next 44 days.
Do you think you misused your campaign funds paying for private investigators to investigate pictures that turned out you sent yourself?
As we said in that story, that the report in the Daily News was incorrect.
In what way?
That we paid for lawyers and investigators as part of the investigations that were going on. The Ethics Committee had an investigation going on. There were press inquiries that were coming in. So the report in the Daily News is untrue in terms about what that funds were used for, as you can see from our quote, which clarified it, we thought, but apparently not.
Mr. Reno, what's your message to people that are criticizing your wife? What would you say to them?
Look, I'm the candidate in this campaign. People want to talk about all kinds of different things. I think citizens want to talk about the ideas that matter to them. Look, I've been talking about this campaign from the word go, and I've kind of waged this, taken a bet, basically, that people are more interested in hearing solutions to their problems than hearing about things in my background. And we'll see if that's the case. Every time I've had a chance to talk to voters, that has been the feedback that I've gotten. And as we saw in this campaign, we had exactly these same questions when I got in, exactly these same answers. There are things in my background that may come up, and they may be distractions, but they're not going to be distractions for long. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Mm-hmm. Have a good day today.